Well, my background, I've been in the legislature for 22 years, graduated from Woodbury in east of the cities, and I've been living in Painesville for a long time, 20-some years, I suppose, and I've got two kids and three grandkids.
Can you tell us some of the tasks that you have to do every day?
You know, it's a little different, you know, like when we're in session, you know, we are actually voting on bills and working bills through the process. And then as president, I preside over the Senate. So I, you know, gavel us in and make sure that people are following the rules and dealing with that. And then we have committee meetings. We vote on bills. We do all kinds of things like that and meet with constituents that come down. During when we're not in session, like right now, we don't go until session until February 20th. During that time, you know, we're doing things in the district. We're talking to people. You know, I come down to the cities a couple of times, maybe a month or so, and do a little work on the committee stuff, maybe catch up with paperwork, things like that. Or maybe there's meetings. Sometimes there's, you know, we have interim meetings. But so it's a great variety of things that you do as a legislator.
How did you decide to get involved in the government and politics?
Well, you know, I was on the city council in Painesville for a short time, and so I was always interested in politics. And then I was on the city council, and then a seat came open. There was a special election in our area in 96, and I ran for that. Just kind of happened, I guess.
What is the hardest part about your job?
Oh, the hardest part, sometimes the scheduling. You know, sometimes, you know, when you look at the end of session and we're up all night, gets a little tough. You know, we don't do that. We don't do it all through session, but, you know, sometimes towards the end of session when we're trying to get things done, that's probably one of the tougher ones. And also, you know, just when things don't work out your way, if your bill doesn't pass the way you would have liked it to, or the amendment that you'd like to put on, those are some of the tougher things that you deal with.
Is there a part of your job that you like the best, or that is something that's easy to do?
I like the part being in my district the best and talking to folks. That's the most fun, when you just go out and you talk to people and, you know, hang out and talk to them about different issues or whatever's on their mind. And I think that's the most fun, is just getting to meet people and talk to them.
So then for you, it's kind of nice when people come to the Capitol and are interested in looking around and talking to legislators.
Oh, I think it's wonderful when people come down to the Capitol, because, you know, it's nice when we're, especially when we're in session and we're there for, you know, long periods of time, and, you know, you don't always get back to the district just because there's so much going on in the city. It's nice when people come down and talk to you about issues they're interested in. And not only that, just seeing, you know, I think it's interesting for them to come down and see what's going on at the Capitol. And, you know, we just paid for a whole lot of renovations on the Capitol, and so it's a beautiful place to come and visit, and I think people, you know, lots of people are interested in it, I really like it when constituents come down during session and we can show them around and show them, you know, the beautiful Capitol and what's going on.
So have you seen that your job has benefited or influenced your children?
Well, they're grown now, so they're grown, but I guess just benefited my children in general. You know, they get to do a lot of parades, so they got to go to a lot of parades when they were little. But I think that they've grown up, too, knowing, kind of understanding, you know, the process and being interested themselves and being involved themselves about what's going on in the government. I think that's good for all kids to understand that, you know, they do have input, and all people, I guess, you know, not just kids, but everybody, that they do have input into their government. They can talk to people and talk to their legislators, talk to their senators, their representatives, and let them know what they're thinking. And all of the kids, you know, that all my kids' friends as they were growing up, got to introduce them to government and politics, and actually still, you know, I'm speaking at a couple of schools in the next week or so. So just keeping those kids involved and understand that legislators are easy to approach, and you should talk to them when there's an issue that you're interested in.
I always end my interviews with this kind of unique spin on them. Do you have any advice for young men and women who are interested in agricultural fields?
Well, I would say absolutely, absolutely pursue it, because it's such a necessary part of our community and of our culture and of our, I mean, we have to have it, I guess is the best way to say it. And I think absolutely pursue it. Don't let, don't get steered away by others who might say it's not the best thing to go into, but absolutely. And we are trying to improve those school programs, make sure they exist, you know, not only in high school, but in at the higher education level too. So I say just continue to pursue it and go into it. I think it's a great place to be, not only, you know, business wise, but also it's a wonderful place to raise your family, not just a farm, but in that whole industry, because the people are great in that industry. As a matter of fact, I just met with the milk producers beginning of this week, I can't remember now, but they're just good people, and I think it's a great place to, great business to be in, a great lifestyle to be part of. And so for a young person, continue to pursue it, and don't let anyone discourage you from doing it.